Okay, Mr. Metz from, I'm told you don't want to use ETA. And ETA has the qualifications to interpret in Burmese. He also has training in medical interpretation. And Jojo here is not going to survive if you don't have a little help. So the order is you use him. I don't want to have any problems. We've already had problems. And we're not going to have any more. We're not going to reach a point where this poor fellow can't do it anymore. It's too much. That's the order.
That's fine. I guess I'm just a little surprised at what you're saying and the tone of what you're saying. I never had a discussion with the court about not using this individual.
Well, I think Mr. Parrish might have told him to go.
I don't know what your source of information even would be on that issue. It's never a discussion.
Well, I heard that you didn't want to use it. And what's going to happen is this young man here is not going to survive this. He can't do it all. He needs some help. And I understand about Mong Mong. I don't have a problem with that, although he was appointed. But with the issue we had to deal with, I'm good on what you decided you needed to do. But I think you need to use this other interpreter.
Well, that's fine, Judge. I mean, with all due respect,
I'm not angry. I'm just saying that he won't make it. I've been watching him, and it's hard for him, and he needs a break every once in a while, and we won't get through this day. So are you okay?
I'm totally sensitive and fine with what the court is saying. I'm just a little surprised that this is coming up on the record.
Well, you don't need to be surprised, because it would have been on the record here or here. It doesn't really matter.
Well, I'm just saying that we never had this discussion with the court. You're saying I heard things about your position that we've never even talked about.
Well, I just heard that you didn't want to use it. Now, if I'm wrong, I apologize.
I would like to know what the source of that information was, number one. But number two, just so we're clear on the record.
Yeah, let's do that.
We did feel much better about having Jojo at council table interpreting us then. Because of the continuity that we've had working with Jojo and my client for a long period of time, both in court and in jail, Jojo's ability to tailor his language and linguistics to the level that he knows our client actually understands. Jojo has learned how to do that over time and how to modify his diction. And we also felt, Judge, that we were able to take the technical medical words and turn them into plain English. So that we didn't need a quote-unquote medical expert Burmese interpreter.
Well, that's not what I'm saying. I just said that he has some training in doing that.
I understand.
But if you would like to talk to him over the lunch hour, we'll have him come back over, and then we will see whether it's something that can accommodate you, because he isn't going to make it.
Okay.
And we have four more days of this.
No, Judge, I'm again totally open and sensitive to what the court is suggesting, and I fully appreciate the hardship that Jojo is under here to go nonstop interpreting for 4 days. I'm totally on board with all of your concerns. The other layer of concern, though, that I hadn't voiced yet was just the relationship and the sort of perceived affinity between the other Burmese interpreter and the victim and the victim's family. In other words, as sort of a connection that has formed there. That,
well, I think this man is professional enough. You can talk to him.
Sure. I just wanted to put all those concerns on the record.
I understand. So you know, well, we have a lot of concerns. You know it and I know it. So I just want to accommodate everybody, and I want to accommodate Jojo so he doesn't burn out.
Judge, I agree with your thought process totally. Again, I was just a little surprised this came up spur of the moment on the record. Well, I don't know what your information was and where it came from.
I just told you, somebody told me that you didn't want to use it.
Okay.
So I'm going to bring him over. You can talk to him over the lunch hour, okay?
Fine.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.